How far have you travelled to find a koala in the wild? I'm sorry if that's a weird first question for me to be asking on this date, but bear with me. Did you know that it's only a short drive southwest of Sydney, and you may see koalas in their local habitat? Well, September is koala month, and koalas are on the move. Joining us now to talk about these cute little fellas in the Campbelltown area is Simon Reeves, journalist and filmmaker. Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. Very well, thanks, mate.
Happy koala month.
Yes, indeed. Look, I wish it was a happy koala month, but the way things are heading with their declaration of being endangered in New South Wales and Queensland and the ACT, you know, just in recent months, it's a pretty grim outlook for these creatures, and that's something that should sadden every single one of us and shame every single one of us Australians, I think.
Yes. Well, I mean, keeping in mind, is that sort of a theme for Koala Month, what we can do to ensure their survival?
Absolutely. It's not to throw our hands up and say, you know, we can't do anything. We can. But as you mentioned there, and I didn't know this, and that's a, you know, a shame on me, that yes, you can drive to Campbelltown and see wild koalas. There's a population there which, you know, might be in the ballpark of 100 to perhaps 200 animals. And that is something that is extraordinary, that you can go for a walk there and see koalas in the wild. And there's a wonderful group that I've become involved with, Save Sydney's Koalas, who are doing their darndest to protect that particular colony, which is a chlamydia-free colony, which is incredibly rare in Australia for koalas these days. Most koalas live with chlamydia. It lies dormant in their system, but when they are stressed, it breaks out, basically, and can kill them and cause them all sorts of grief. So get online, everybody, and find out about these people, Save Sydney's Koalas, and find out what is happening on our doorstep around Campbelltown, because there's not great things going on there with a massive development that's well underway now in the most sensitive koala turf.
And obviously koalas aren't just cute and awesome, but they're also important there for the bioecology of our wildlife system.
Of course they are, and we've used them for many, many years. Well, unfortunately, we used to use them for their pelts in earlier Australian history. But we've used them in more recent times, you know, for marketing campaigns to tell international tourists to come to Australia, and you can, you know, well, you used to be able to cuddle a koala. You can still do that in Queensland, but not elsewhere. And I think eventually that will be banned.
Yep.
But so we've used them for our own devices as sporting mascots, all that sort of thing. And now when they really need our help, you know, we're kind of abandoning them. You know, we owe them. And if we can't look after koalas in this country, you know, what chance do other species have? You know, what chance do platypus have, the gliders have? So, you know, we need to get off our lazy butts and do something about it. And this month, as you mentioned, is a good time to start.
Yes, good a time as any. Now, Appin Road is a busy highway that links Campbelltown to Wollongong. Why do koalas keep trying to cross the road? We're not meaning for that to sound like a bad joke either.
No, not at all. Well, the thing is, frankly, we still know relatively little about koalas.
Right.
But their ranges, you know, they will range, you know, great distances in their lifetime. And as we do reduce habitat, as we do pull down trees, then they will obviously have to go further afield to find a mate, as is happening at this time of year when males are on the move looking to mate with females. So they will go wherever they have to go, wherever nature sort of takes them.
Yeah.
And with that road that splits a lot of koala territory, as part of the filming for a little story that I put together fairly recently, you know, I was on my way to a protest meeting late last year when I got a call from Maria, one of the organisers, who said, can you come now, because I was sort of 15 minutes away. A koala has just been hit by a car. You know, sadly, we know that, and that koala survived a few months, but eventually succumbed to its injuries. And sadly, we know that you know, the chances of that happening this week are very high again on Appin Road. And certainly before the end of this year, you know, several koalas will most likely be killed on that place. So, you know, things are happening at this sort of kind of glacial pace with governments and councils and stuff, and lots of promises are always being made about funding, about what the plans are. But while this is going on, massive developments are occurring, housing developments to look after us. You know, last week was Are You OK Day for people. But if we ask the same thing of koalas and the environment right now, I think they would give us a very colourful reply.
And Simon, that organisation you referred to there that is helping to save the koalas, before I let you go, where can listeners find out where that is and get involved themselves?
Yeah, so they have a website. It's called Save Sydney's Koalas. They're on Facebook as well. They're very active. They have some incredible members, people who know a lot more than me about the specifics of the local populations of koalas out there. So chase them up and get online and sign this petition that is being presented to the state government. They need another roughly another 10,000 signatures to get that up and running. So it's something, like I say, it should shame us all what's happening, Danny, to our sort of national icon. And we can do something and we can start today.
How right you are, Simon. I'm going to get on and sign that petition right away. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny. Have a good day and a good week ahead.